one's level of self-determination. It's not something that's going to happen 1 year in one class, like learning how to divide fractions, but we need to develop it across time, and we need to provide opportunities for students to apply their self-determination. Part of that is developing your self-awareness, your self-concept. You can start integrating things that build student self-determination. Assignments that help kids understand their interests, skills, and limits. If you're teaching writing, or if you're teaching reading, or you're teaching technology, you can focus your assignments to allow students to learn these things about themselves, while at the same time you're focusing on the skill of writing, the understanding of reading, and then the use of technology. You can integrate math into this so that they're starting to learn to graph. Then they can start graphing their own performance, either in courses or around some concept that they're investigating. People need to have certain characteristics that we develop in our kids, things like self-efficacy, the belief that what I do will influence the outcome, motivation, self-awareness. We then focused on knowledge, so the knowledge that people need to have to be self-determined. That might be understanding my disability. It might be knowing the accommodations that I need in certain settings. It might be knowledge of my rights and my responsibilities. And then the skills that we could teach students. So we can teach decision-making. We can teach goal-setting. We can teach self-advocacy.